KD Country 94 weather.
Find out how area track and field athletes are faring at the state track and field meet in Wichita this Friday and Saturday on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. State track reports are brought to you by State Exchange Bank in Mankato, member FDIC, Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Wakanda Boats and Motors in Glen Elder, Agmark LLC, Keeper Brothers Automotive, your home for fast and friendly auto repair, the Schuller Company of Downs, Bonner Welding and Jewel, your Pioneer Seed representative, Landall Company LLC, the State Bank of Downs, Midway Co-op, proud to be local farmer owned, Roberts Family Funeral Service, State Farm Insurance, Marty Walters, agent in Osborne, Schoen's Auto Repair in Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health in Beloit, and by the Guaranteed State Bank and Trust Company, locations in Beloit, Glen Elder, Smith Center, Jewel, Baroque, and Esben. Don't miss updates from the State Track and Field Championships this Friday and Saturday on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 76. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 58, mainly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, highs around 79. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 78.
Central Valley Ag supplies energy to farmers to help feed the globe. When farmers need power and performance, they keep engines running smoothly with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel from CVA. Cenex Premium Diesel is precisely formulated with a terminally injected additive package to deliver the power and performance to get the job done, even in tough conditions. Keep your equipment firing on all cylinders with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform. Contact Central Valley Ag, your local Cenex supplier, today.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, Beloit Junior Senior High School has been named a National School of Character. How are we going to make this happen for our students? Show me the way to yes is the mindset at Beloit Junior Senior High School. Beloit started their character journey during the 13-14 school year and hasn't looked back. In 2018, they're recognized as a state school of character, a national school of character. Since then, they have continued to build on their strong social, emotional, character development framework and culture. The core values pride, positive, responsible, integrity, determination, and excellence are infused throughout every aspect of the school, physical structure, policies, academics, athletics, and behavior supports. It is easy to see that is the plate, the culture, the foundation when students affectionately say, "You have us drinking the orange and black Kool-Aid." Their Pride Time advisory period is utilized as a platform for which all things function at Beloit Junior Senior High School. And because of its importance, they increased the meeting time from 100 to 164 minutes and have it scheduled on Mondays and Fridays at the beginning and end of each day so they can book in their week. Prides also meet at the end of the day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Advisors and members stay with their group for 6 years to build strong relationships and mentoring opportunities. They've also awarded credit, instituted a no passing rule during Pride, habits of the week, character trait of the month, and skill lesson classes, service learning, grade checks, and book studies are all components of Pride Time. Beloit Junior Senior High School works extremely hard to foster a caring and responsive community within the Trojan family. Phone-free lunch, peer mentoring, and the student advisory team provides opportunities to build student-to-student relationships, school connections, and student voice. The implementation of new courses based on student suggestions, the addition of a JAG K setting assessment evaluation, student-led conferences, and restorative practices not only provide real-life experiences, but meaningful, personal, and challenging curriculum. Over the past 5 years, 30 new courses have been added. 6 facility redesign initiatives have been completed in the last 4 years, including library redesign, coffee shop, greenhouse, STEM lab, JAG classroom, and 2 outdoor learning areas. An ag shop expansion is next. The 10-to-1 teacher-student advisor ratio emphasizes the importance of teacher-to-student relationships. Having students help with voting, serve on local boards, determine community need for prior time projects, and identify monthly one small thing to positively impact the school creates opportunities for impactful moral action, service learning, community involvement, and school leadership. The school's character education focus is just not administrative-led. Staff are solidly on board and are active on many different levels. The Character Education Committee was expanded to 10 members and meets in the summer to plan for the upcoming year. Character education is on every staff agenda and is on the focus during their in-service late starts. The journey to becoming a state national school of character is a long one. Beloit Junior Senior High School has continued to put in the hard work, make adjustments, and use feedback for improvement. It is because of their commitment, passion, and dedication that they are back-to-back Kansas State Schools of Character and back-to-back National Schools of Character. So congratulations to Beloit Junior Senior High School on that accomplishment. Today's Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmond, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Wakanda Camping Club announces a free concert featuring Rob Bovey coming up this Sunday night at 7 o'clock, May 28th, at Glen Elder State Park at the Osage Shelter House. The event is free with a state park pass, and all are invited to attend. Bring your lawn chairs, tents, yard games, picnic, and dancing shoes. The free event is brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments, Schoen Auto Repair and Expressions, LLC. The sponsors will also be selling Wakanda Lake t-shirts, where profits will be donated to the Wakanda Cultural Association for lake and camping improvements. And the Cultural Association will be on site to pre-sell Lake Fest t-shirts. This year's Lake Fest will be on Saturday, July the 1st. Memorial Day services taking place on Monday, May 29th at 9 a.m. at Pioneer Cemetery, Athens Cemetery at 9:30, and Glenwood Cemetery at 10 a.m., Glen Elder American Legion Post number 143 is having a hamburger feed on Memorial Day, 11 to 1 on Monday, May 29th. Free will donation at the Glen Elder American Legion, 200 West Main Street in Glen Elder. An open gathering with Salem Valley Hospice for sharing support and learning on the basics of grief will take place coming up next Wednesday, May the 31st from 10 to 11:30 at Salem Valley Hospice there on Main in Beloit. And after that, from 1 to 3 will be an open house celebrating 40 years of providing exceptional care to patients and families there at Salem Valley Hospice. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Panthers scored with just over 4 seconds remaining and ended up with the win to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports. State softball opening today. We have our Athletes of the Week. Big 12 baseball tournament began Wednesday and continues on today. The Kansas City Royals finished out a series with the Tigers, and a look at the NBA playoffs. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Beloit Lady Trojans begin play today in the 3A state softball tournament at Twin Oaks Complex in Manhattan. The Lady Trojans, number 4 seed at 20-3. They'll face number 5 seed Santa Fe Trail, which comes in at 19-3. Beloit coach Tyler Odell knows the Lady Chargers will present a challenge.
All around, they're a really good team. Good matchup for us. They're similar to us in some of the things they do, you know, with strong pitching, and they have some really good hitters also, so I think it's a tough matchup probably for both of us, and I think it's kind of strange that we don't play any of the teams they play and they don't play any of the teams we play, so you never really can get a real good idea of, you know, where you're at. I would say their strength of schedule is probably a little bit more difficult than ours, but I think it should be a really good game.
First pitch for Beloit and Santa Fe Trail sent for 7 o'clock on Field 1 tonight, following the number 1 seed Haven, who's 22-1 against 8 seed Scott City, which is 16-7 at 5 o'clock. On the bottom side of the bracket, Southeast to Celine from the NCAA, the number 2 seed, 21-2, facing 15-6, 7 seed Burlington at 5 o'clock on Field 4, 21-2, number 3 seed Columbus against 17-4, number 6 Rossville at 7 o'clock. The full bracket for 3A state softball can be found at ncksports.com. Also, if you'd like to hear our full interview with Coach Odell, that's posted on our Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. Members of the Lakeside Knights golf team have been named the IntoCastSports.com Cunningham Teleporting Cable Athletes of the Week. Lakeside won the Acacia State Sand Greens Golf Championship for the third consecutive season Monday in Leonardville. Sophomore Jace Cunningham was the individual state champion. He shot a 69 over 18 holes. His teammate, senior Taryn Winkle, took second place with a 72. All five of Lakeside's golfers finished in the top eight, with their top four scores going toward their team total. Eli Hahn and Ross Hudson both shot a 79 to tie for fifth, while Reed Walsh finished eighth with an 81. The Knights took home the team title by 25 strokes over St. John's. The Knights had a score of 299. The Blue Jays at 324 for the day. The title for Lakeside, their fifth in Sand Greens in school history, winning in 2004, 6, 21, 22, and now 23. Again, congratulations to the Lakeside golf team, the IntoCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. We need your help in finding the athlete of the week. For more information, visit NCKSSports.com. In college baseball, the Big 12 tournament rolling on today. K-State used a 5-run seventh inning and allowed just two hits in a 6-0 win over Texas. The Wildcats stay alive on the backside of the bracket, while the top-seeded Longhorns are eliminated after just two games. Continuing later today in the winner's bracket, number 8 seed Kansas faces TCU at 4 o'clock at Globe Life Park in Arlington. The full tournament schedule can be found at Big12Sports.com.
Corners. First pitch swinging, lifted deep left field. Back goes Olivares. That ball is gone. Zach Short was the right button to be pushed. AJ Hinch knew it, and the Tigers reclaim the lead.
That three-run homer from Short was the big difference as the Tigers finished with a 6-4 win over the Royals Wednesday night to take two of the three games in the series in Kansas City. Reliever Josh Taylor took the loss after giving up the three-run homer, dropping to 1-2 on the season. Royals did have a chance in the ninth, as manager Matt Quatrero explains.
We had chances. You know, the guys right to the end. I mean, you get the tying run at the plate. Guys we feel really good about. And you know, they got the one swing on the home run, and then they added on late, which turned out to be huge.
The Royals fell to 15-36. They'll have today off before starting a three-game series with the Nationals in KC on Friday night. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, for the second time in franchise history, the Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers finished off a four-game Eastern Conference Finals sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes with a 4-3 win in Florida Wednesday night, scoring the winning goal with just 4.3 seconds left in the third period. They're just the fourth 8 seed to ever reach the finals and now await their opponent as the Golden Knights have a chance to sweep the Western Conference Finals against the Stars. Game 4 of that series on ESPN at 7 o'clock in Dallas tonight. Finally in sports, the NBA playoffs roll on with Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Celtics look to avoid elimination yet again, trailing the Heat 3-1. Tip-off is set for 7:30 on TNT from Boston. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportcast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.